Hey y'all, it's your girl Claudia Jordan, and we are back with TGIF on this fine Wednesday. Now we're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. Remember, if it's trending, we report on it, so don't get mad. Y'all made a trend. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sip on this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. Hey, Al.
What's going on, Claudia?
Man, we got a lot of show today, a lot of stuff to talk about. All these folks in the chat ready to hear some stuff. And our newly crowned co-host, Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand?
What's going on, Claudia? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, hey, I'm living my life. I'm dealing. I'm living. I'm loving it.
It's the black for me. I love this black on you tonight. It's good. I like it.
All these jobs you got, Claudia. Bravo. What was that? ABC with Deal No Deal. Tasha K.
That's not a job.
You just all in the news, killing it.
You know what I don't? BET.
College Hill, BET. Oh, I'm sorry. You said no, stop, but more.
Yes, keep going. I'm going to choose to focus on the things that are paying me, paying my bills and serving me. That's what we're going to do here. I know people want to know certain things. All in good time. But I'm going to say this. A lot of times my name gets used for stories that really, if you dig into the meat of the story, have nothing to really do with the actual story. Like, you can do the story without putting my name in it. Like, I'm gonna be able to check soon for that too. Like, come on, like, it's enough. Okay, are you drinking? Cause I sure am tonight. Are y'all drinking?
Yeah, I'm doing some good old water, but it sounds like I might need a shot.
Not me. I'm going back to my old faithful buttery Chardonnay, guys. And you know when you want your buttery Chardonnay to really hit, because our topics are going to hit tonight, you got to put a little ice in it. Make it nice and cold.
I ran out of mixers, so this is so trailer park, but I got some vodka and some Mountain Dew. If that ain't a meth addict's drink, then I don't know what it is.
Isn't Mountain Dew supposed to be the highest concentration of sugar?
It is. It's what the meth addicts drink, and that's why they lose their teeth. It's actually not the meth that makes them lose the teeth. It's the sugar. How do I know that? Because, of course, in my life, like for the black female Forrest Gump, kind of like Al, I knew someone on meth before. Okay. Hollywood. All right. It's officially award show season, and our very own Al Reynolds recently covered Essence Black Women in Hollywood's Awards, which is a fantastic event. Let's check it out.
Like
Oh, I wish I could have made it. All my girls were there. That looked amazing. How was it, Al? Was it as fabulous as it usually is? Or what do you
Claudia,
think?
you know what this is all about. This is what I want to say. Every female in earshot of my voice right now, please pay attention. Whether you're young or old, and have an interest in entertainment, find your way to experience this event is all I can say. Like, go and be a fill-in. Go, you know, see the people coming and going to view the carpet, but don't go to the luncheon. The electricity from this event will motivate any woman, hell, any man as far as that's concerned, to achieve any goal and to keep thriving towards your dream you have, whether you're young or old, because you have see on that carpet women of all ages, some who've just started, some who've been in the game 30 and 40 years, and just how they're so motivating, beautiful, smart, trailblazers, visionaries, odd defiers. You will witness all of that in one place. You will walk away inspired, motivated, uplifted, and focused to take on anyone or anything. And Claudia, you've been on this carpet and you know I'm telling the truth. It's like women's superpower times 12. I can't explain it. All I want to know is any woman that's interested in pursuing any dream of theirs, try to make your way to experience this event right here.
It's awesome to see one of my girls, Brandy, that, you know, was on Pose. No, I'm sorry, not Pose. What was that show down in Atlanta? Brandy Evans, you know, the actress Brandy Evans.
She was on the stripper show.
Yes, the name is like escaping me right now because this Mountain Dew was hitting like it's supposed to.
P-Valley.
P-Valley. Right before she got that show, we were on the Tom Joyner cruise hanging out. We had a fun 7 days together, and that was my like road dog on the cruise. And just, she's been grinding for a long time to see her now. Like, first of all, she's a red carpet killer. She's always killing it. Like, she gives the glam and she's talented. And it's like a lot of times Black women that are in this business, so many times, and Black men, you're just one booking away from the life and the dream that you want. And it's like, whenever you think about giving up, just think, there she is. It's right around the corner. And that's the story for her. So I'm super proud to see that. All right, y'all. Tonight, we'd like to give flowers in celebration of amazing women in honor of Women's History Month. All right, we want to give flowers to the Grammy Award-winning rapper and actress, the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim. Now, Lil' Kim helped to pioneer rap and sold over 15 million albums and 30 million singles. She's the first and only woman to receive 5 mics from the Source magazine, which is a perfect score for an album review. Each mic represents 20 points. Now, the rapper is also releasing an autobiography, and a biopic will reportedly follow. What are your thoughts on Lil' Kim, and who would be a great choice to play her in her biopic? Armand, what do you think?
First of all, I want to say I love Lil' Kim. She's such a great person. She's so sweet. And I'm a little bit biased towards Lil' Kim because she follows me on Instagram. So shout out to Lil' Kim. But I just think that she literally is, you know, the queen of rap. And I think a lot of times Lil' Kim does not get the flowers that she's always owed and due for being a pioneer in this game. So I'm glad that we are celebrating her. And I'm glad that she is coming out with her biopic. Now, as far as someone playing her, I'm not really sure who actually could play her or who has the look. So I was hoping maybe you guys had some ideas on what you guys thought.
All right, Al, what do you think?
No shade, no tea. Are we talking about the old Lil' Kim or the new?
See, that's why I didn't want to do it. That's you, Al.
Don't ruin her tribute,
Al. Don't do my
God. This is not ruining her tribute. I think the young generation don't know the Lil' Kim that I grew up. Now, this is my era right here. Now, Lil' Kim motivated us all. She was the original, and she will always be to me the queen bee. She was a lyricist. This woman raps. So not only was she sexual, but she could actually put words behind all of her sex appeal. She pushed boundaries. She changed the rules in rap. She changed the rule as it related to women in the game. She was just always that woman. Like you said, 15 million albums sold, 30 million singles sold. But more than that, you can actually study Lil' Kim and the history of her life at Syracuse University. And it's an accredited class and it's a credit course. My hat will always go off to Lil' Kim. So no shade. And what did Q used to always say? No tea. But I will say this, when you pick who it is that's going to play her, she's got to be able to evolve.
I'm going to say this, and I know I got to be real quick. Kim, I love you. We are friends. I've been to her baby shower, and I feel like this biopic will give people a little bit more respect about, you know, the criticism that she often receives. You know, people, of course, will talk about plastic surgery, but if you know her story, you know that started because she was abused, and her man decimated her nose. And that was the beginning of it. And a lot of women, like a lot of people that like get surgery sometimes to fix things, sometimes you get kind of hooked on it. But that doesn't take away from her talent. She's still a sweetheart, a nice person. This woman is so humble when you see her. I love her. I love you, Kim. And I'm happy for you. And we're gonna honor you. And I love that you kicked the doors down for other people. You really did. And I love you. All right, let's get to these topics. Another day, another Kanye West rant. Kanye took to Instagram after his latest project went number one. In the post, he said, "Bleep Adidas, they tried to destroy me. Bleep every so-called Christian friend and family member that watched me have my kids taken out of my control. And bleep Drake." What are your thoughts on his latest outburst, Al?
Listen, after 14 years of not having a number one, I'm very excited that Kanye finally got another number one. Congratulations to him. And I am convinced now more than ever that Kanye uses his argument, his tussles, his fights, his dislikes to promote his record. I mean, this Adidas deal, guys, we're going on two almost, well, we're going on 2 years. It's old news. We know that he's upset because that kicked him out of the billionaire club. But listen, this is what happens when you create a deal where you give Adidas. Only thing you took on Adidas was the name. You left the production, the distribution, and all of the marketing to Adidas. So when they kicked you out the house, bro, all you took with you was your name and not any ownership of anything else. And that's why all that money and all of your wealth has decreased. In some instances like that, I think you have to take accountability for your actions and why your actions lead to the results that you've gotten. And I think that's what he should do more of. I mean, but we can never and we will never debate how talented he is when it comes to hit making.
So he was like Tina Turner, "All I want is my name." But he should have done better business, because if you're a genius, I would think a genius would know to do better business. All right, Armand, what you think about this story?
Listen, I agree with my Gemini brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it. Here's the thing. We are always taught in life to be humble. You know, when we feel like when people have done us wrong, when people laugh at us or people laugh at our mishaps, and when we accomplish something, we're always told to take the humble approach. Absolutely not. You got your number one album, throw it in everybody's face. You know why? Because everybody laughed at him. Everybody had something to say when Kanye crashes out. So every now and then, you know, you don't want to be the bigger person. So I agree with Kanye. You know what? If you feel like they trash you, you feel like you didn't get a lot of support, you got your number one, you don't have to be the bigger person this time. You know what? Throw it in their face and say,
Brooklyn said Kanye is so exhausting. Linda Lindo said Kanye needs to go to a gym and a therapist ASAP. Debbie Bryant said someone hold Kanye down and give him his meds. And Claudius said Adidas ain't paying his ass no attention. And Hello's 14 said Kanye needs to rest, just take some time off and come back fresh and wash that butt. But congrats on your number one, Kanye. I like that song easy. That's my jam. I know that's old, but that's my song right there. All right, speaking of Kanye, Northwest is paying homage to her father's college dropout album and announced that she will be dropping her own album. Take a look. Now, Kanye criticized Kim Kardashian for allowing North to be on TikTok in the past. So, is joining the music industry hypocritical or nah, Armand?
Absolutely not. I don't think that it's hypocritical. I think that she's, I think I first of all, I love the relationship that Kanye has with his daughter. And I think who better than to guide her into the music business than her father, Kanye West. He's a musical genius. And I think that you can tell that she's really inspired by her dad. She loves her dad. And there's nothing wrong with it. Get the Grammys while you're young, you know? And if you actually train her right, she's probably gonna be an icon in the music industry. So I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Definitely hypocritical. I mean, you say no TikTok, but then you put her on the largest stage after your number one hit announcement. That's very hypocritical, if you ask me. The good thing, though, is that you know her dad's first album was a college dropout. Hers is what
Elementary.
element? was an elementary school dropout. So not sure who she's marketing to, but it seems kind of smart. We know it's going to be good because her dad is best at the beats. He's got the money for the best producers. And if anybody knows how to promote an album, it would be Kanye West. My concern is just her age and this international attention that she's getting off of the back of a father that's very controversial. That's my only concern here. And where does she weigh and how does she bob and weave in between the good and the bad and the ugly?
I don't like the title elementary school dropout. I get it. It's a play on your daddy's, but like you're a little girl. So like, I would hope that you want to be more positive. And when the comments said, right. Watson said, why dropout? Why not elementary school president? I think that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Rosemary Sleepy Z says, why do we keep hyping up mediocre talent?
Ooh. Hold on. See, we can't do this. We can't do this. Why are we on the Kanye, the Kardashians in the West when we celebrate everything Blue Ivy did? We celebrated her mediocre dancing. We love that. We celebrated Blue Ivy getting the Grammy. We celebrated Blue Ivy being on Beyonce stuff. But now, because it's Kanye West, it's a problem. Absolutely not.
I don't think Blue Ivy's dancing was mediocre. I think it started mediocre, then it got really good.
Yes, not on here we didn't. We wrote Blue Ivy on here. Well, I think we said she needed a little more practice.
She practiced and she got good.
Yeah, she got better.
Amber Brooklyn said, it is hypocritical to me. One minute he doesn't want her famous, next minute he does. And Araya MJ said, is she paying homage or just saying what they told her to say?
But also, I think it's fair to say that when we talk about, you know, platforms like TikTok and Instagram, to me, they're like algorithm based, and you can see a lot of young people, while it is dancing and fun stuff, there's a lot of sex that's being sold on those apps. You know what I mean? So like they gear you to a lot of sexually suggested content. So that's why I feel like he's probably like, I don't want my daughter on TikTok.
Boy, being on tour with her dad makes her a pawn to be sexually, what's it called, Claudia, when you put young people in the
limelight? Exposed.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback off that. So, okay, I get it. TikTok, there are some questionable things about TikTok, but there's also some really good things about TikTok. But let's be very clear. Kanye, you cannot have it both ways. I don't want my daughter exposed to such things. But then I will be on a boat with my wife, getting my... I'm going to be on the blogs and my daughter's going to see it. Keep the same energy in your life that you want your daughter to have. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy going on around here in these parts. But yeah, I wish her the best of luck and I hope she gets some great songs. I think she will have some good beats. That we know. Okay, we got to take a break. Coming up next, Kevin Hunter is demanding money. He needs his bread. And find out who Drake is dating today. Might change by tomorrow, but today we're going to talk about it. We'll be back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Wendy Williams can't catch a break. Right off the heels of the docuseries that received mixed reviews, her ex is looking for money. Kevin Hunter is asking the court to give him 2 years of back pay. He claims he relies on the money and has been affected greatly since not receiving the money. He's also asking the court to examine Wendy's after retirement plans because he wants a piece of that. Is Kevin entitled to this money and should he have been more frugal instead of reportedly blowing it on his mistress, allegedly? Now, it's been recently revealed that Wendy Williams' manager and publicist are no longer part of her team after the documentary. Al, what do you think about this?
We can all be very upset with Kevin, right? Because we can say that it was him and his actions with his mistress, with his fool la la and with other women, buying homes and all that great stuff that led to what we now see as the deterioration of Wendy Williams. However, this is the deal, everybody. Wendy Williams signed a divorce decree. And in that divorce decree, she promised settlements that he would get paid over the course of a number of years, a certain amount of money. And she agreed to that in order for the divorce to go through. Therefore, she's bound to pay him that money. So what happened, though, in 2022, when the guardian was assigned to her financially, the guardian stopped payments to him. He still owed those payments, but he stopped payments to him. And allegedly, the judge is saying the reason why the payments were stopped was because she didn't have any money to pay him. Now, this is the question. He deserves his money. It's a part of his contract. It's a part of his divorce decree. It's a part of the dissolution. He deserves his money. However, he's saying, I want to see proof that she has no money in her bank accounts to pay me. And if she has no money in her bank accounts to pay me in the dissolution, he's able to access her retirement accounts. So as far as I'm concerned, even though we don't like Kevin Hunter for the demise of our wonderful Wendy Williams, he gets what he deserves. I mean, he deserves to get what he would agree to in order to dissolve the marriage.
All right, Aman, what are your thoughts on this story?
I agree on that because I feel like him and Wendy came up with an agreement. However, at this point, you know, I feel as though this is karma. So I feel like he should go through and fight for every dollar that he wants. You know what I mean? I think that it shouldn't be easy. I don't feel bad. I feel like he should struggle trying to find this money. I think they should make it as hard as possible for him to get this money as they can. I don't feel like this should be easy for him. And I'm glad that he's suffering through trying to figure out where this money's at, because meanwhile, the mother of your child is dying. You know what I'm saying? And you're worried about money because you messed up your relationship, cheated on her, and had a baby. And all you could think about is not the well-being of her, not the well-being of Kevin Hunter Jr., but where your checks are, where's her retirement fund so that you can continue to fund your lavish lifestyle. Kevin Hunter can go to hell and die trying to find the money.
Hello, 14 said, Kevin had one job. He did not need to get her pregnant. Wendy let that man cheat in peace for years. If he didn't get that woman pregnant, we would still probably have the Wendy Williams show. I'm gonna say this. Yes, I get it. Once you have an agreement, it does kind of tie you up, Wendy. We got to rock with the documents because, you know, if women get it, we got to go out and give it to the men out there that don't want to work no more either. But I'm gonna say this. This is where women that are wealthier than their men make a mistake. If it were me, I would definitely have some kind of clause in there that, okay, we have an agreement. But if our marriage falls apart because of cheating and getting somebody else, damned if I fund you and your new bitch's lifestyle that laughed in my face out y'all were pillow talking about me, and I'm a still pay, I would fake sickness too, Wendy. You know, and I hope you are. I know that's probably, people might think that's insensitive. I pray that this is a scam that Todd set up. And that Wendy is okay. And this is all to avoid paying him. Because if you cheat on me, make a baby and get a new house with another broad, and then you're going to complain, I need my money for my lifestyle to take care of this family over here. You can kiss my ass. You can kiss all of it. That's what you got to put. And I believe that cheating clause should be in all divorce settlements, even for men and women, women and men. I think that you can't have it both ways. Go ahead, Al, what you think?
I can rock with you on most of that, Claudia, but I'm not faking no sickness and going for begging for money because I don't have none from making $20 to $30 million a year. You lost me on that one right there.
No, I'm saying I hope. It's my little sick twisted fantasy.
Can I be able to make $30 million a year now. Everything else I can rock with you on.
I wish. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing if she was really okay? I'm just hopeful for her, but you know, I know that's probably not happening. But oh my God, man, it's the audacity for me. Okay, we have a couple comments. Truly Unbothered said, right, and Wendy is smart. There just may be some clauses. And then PRT Diva said, boo, get a job. That woman is dying.
Ooh.
And also, supposedly there was a clause that said he was guaranteed alimony only if she was still on the show. And then Grace Skull said, the agreement also states he gets nothing if she doesn't have a show.
That's you mean a production credit, maybe get paid from the production house, but a divorce decree doesn't have anything to do with a show. Sorry.
Well, I'm saying like, okay, well, hey, Kevin, you know, you're young. You probably still have a strong back. You can probably still work. There's probably a lot of jobs in New York you can get until you get it together.
You want him to go to Wendy's? McDonald's is hiring.
Wouldn't he work? He could be a manager at Wendy's. He was Wendy's manager.
Oh, gosh, now. That would be great, wouldn't it?
I think that could be a good branding thing.
And you know, in Maryland, if you work at Wendy's, you get paid at the end of your shift. Did you know that?
Hey, from managing Wendy's to be a manager at Wendy's, I think we just solved it.
You solved it, Claudia. Good.
You're welcome, Wendy. Kevin Hunter. I'll be here all week.
Wendy's, y'all need to call him. Ooh, we being messy.
It'll be all right. Okay, ask that broad to go work. Okay.
Mm. Mm. They said she was making pancakes or something. She had like a pancake business at one point.
I don't know.
Allegedly.
She was like a massage therapist, wasn't she?
She had a bunch of different, and a clothing, she had a clothing store too.
Okay, real, I know we got to move on, but when you have a lot of different things that don't coincide with each other, I am wary. Like if you go to a place that says dry cleaning, donuts, and hot dogs, I don't want none of it.
But then she started off in real estate. Remember, she had that real estate company. Right? She had a real estate company. That was
I'm
her.
I'm telling you, I swear, that I thought she was original. Making pancakes.
So pancakes, real estate, dry cleaning.
Massage therapist.
That? Oh, massage therapy. Okay. Mistress. And you know how I feel about mistresses. Moving on. Mike Epps recently revealed that before he dies, he wants to learn how to treat a woman right. Take a look.
You can't cheat on her. You gotta be her friend. You gotta not be selfish. This is what I want to do. This is one of my dreams, man.
I talk about this all the time, my girls. Y'all want to wait till your hairline's way back here. The penis don't work. You can't drop dunk a ball no more. Oh, I want to treat a woman right. After I done dogged 4,000 women, like, oh, my God, I love you, but why do y'all realize that it ain't really about you right now? Why do you realize it's so late that you want to treat a woman good? And the ones that do usually prosper, but they usually have good lives. At the age of 53, is it sad or admirable for him to reveal? I guess better late than never, right, Armon?
I mean, I'm feeling better late than never, but isn't he married?
Yes.
So a good way, a nice way of telling us that, you know, you've been cheating on your wife for all these years and, you know, dogging her out, apparently. I mean, to me, if I'm his wife, I'm embarrassed at this point because I feel like everybody's like, well, how is he treating her? You know, so I guess that this is a window into their relationship that he's been cheating on her this entire marriage. However, maybe he'll make it up to her in the later part of his life.
Okay, Al, what do you think?
You know what? We really like Mike Epps, but I'm really disappointed in this. I'm disappointed in the narrative that he's creating around this conversation, because think about it. Not only is that disrespectful to his wife of what, 20-some years or 16-some years?
No, this is a new wife because he had Michelle Epps and they got a divorce.
Oh, okay, so with the new wife. Disrespectful to the new wife. It's also disrespectful to the old wife. And most of all, it's disrespectful. Doesn't he have 5 daughters? He has 5 daughters. What type of message is that sending as a father to your daughter that, oh, you know, I guess I should expect men to cheat on me and not do me right until later on in life? I don't know. It just felt kind of awkward and weird for me. And I expected more from Mike Epps.
I will say this. You can't turn back the hands of time, in all seriousness, right? Like what we did 3 years ago, we can't change it now. All we can do is try to be better from here on out. Now, if he's sincere about this, I think this is admirable to say it, because usually people never say it. They just, you know, gaslight us to death and say, no, I didn't do that. Or it's your imagination. It's, I did this because you did that. So I will say there is something in there. And I do think that it may resonate with other men, because listen, the stats don't lie. And if you want to look them up, you can. If you look at nursing homes, the majority of people that are in there that end up dying all alone are men. Men that probably dog their wives out, you know, maybe were abusive. And at the end of this journey in life, you will want to have someone that has your back and doesn't just leave some stranger to change your diaper. You know what I'm saying? So I just
I just got depressed.
It's true though, yo.
Hey, listen, Claudia.
I'm at that age now where I'm like, there's 50-year-old men that are like 50, 52, 53. I'm like, you still ain't ready? Like, nigga, we in the third quarter right now. Like, we got about 15 good summers left. And then the ones after that going to be riddled with arthritis and gout. So let's get it together.
I think it's different with men because they feel like, you know, men, we can go longer. We can live longer. We can have kids until we die. So I think a lot of times men feel like they have time. And sometimes when you're in your 50s, you can still swing something. You know what I mean? You're in your 50s, you can still pull a baddie. So, you know, men have a longer shelf life, unfortunately, than women, you know? So I think that's the issue.
Armand and Stone, who's dated men that are in their 50s? They can. You're right. They can pull a girl because they have to be successful and have money. Ain't no broke 50-year-old pulling a woman. But I mean, let me tell you something. I talk to my girls all the time. They tell me stories about men that say, hold on, let me go of a penis, or hold on, I wasn't ready, and then having to take the pills. Like, it ain't hitting like it used to hit. So yeah, you're right. You can hold off, but how long?
Al Pacino is still hitting.
Let me tell you something. 50-year-olds are still outside. So, I mean, he still got time. You know what I mean? So I'm here for it. Let the man live and get his and do his thing right now. I'm here for it. This is the new
world. No, he's married, Armand.
Oh,
sit down and wear matching pajamas with your wife. Sit down. Oh, man, stop being out in these. Why are you in the line for a club at 50-something years old? Down and wear, like, take the corny pictures, the matching sweatshirts at Six Flags. Knock it off, fellas. Speaking of Mike Epps, he revealed that he was going to play Richard Pryor in a biopic, however you want to say it, but it never happened since he didn't sleep with the producer. Richard Pryor's widow, Jennifer Lee Pryor, white woman. What do you think of these creepy claims? Do you think she pulled the casting couch thing on him, Al? What you think?
Oh, no, this is some tea right here, because he was very specific about how it all went down and how he cursed her out and told her that don't nobody know your husband. And just went all down the road and disrespected Richard Pryor. But you know what? I'm torn, Claudia, because we don't know Jennifer Lee we've never heard anything messy coming out of her to this extent, right? We do know that she shared about Richard Pryor's dual life, but I think that was more, you know, her being honest. But I don't know. I don't know who to believe in this instance, but he was very specific. He was like, he talked about it so real time that it makes me believe him.
Okay, Armand, what you think? You think she was trying to get that black dang-a-lang for the movie?
Let's be very clear. Mike Epps is an attractive man, okay? You know she wanted him to hit that, okay? And he didn't want to hit that cougar cat, white cat, whatever that cat is. He didn't want that, and she got upset, okay? And I feel as though she used that to hold over his head and told him that he won't be able to play Richard Pryor because he wouldn't bang her. I agree. I believe it. I definitely believe it. Women do stuff like that, too. I believe it.
I'm going to say this, being in Hollywood for 20-some years. Sorry, Jennifer, white cat, white saber-tooth tiger. I'm going to have to say that I know this stuff happens. So, yeah, that's messed up, because he would have been the best Richard Pryor, I think. You messed up with that. You should have tried to bang him after the premiere, after you did the movie. Okay, coming up next, does Simon, a.k.a. Florida Evans, have a new woman? And later, we answer some T-mail.
Bestie, no more drinking for you on the job.
All right, soulmates, welcome back to the show. They like saying, we're going to send you more liquor, Claudia, so you can do this every show. Feel free, I'll give you a P.O. box. All right, y'all, Trey Songz is catching heat for his latest meet and greet during a tour stop. People online speculated that with all the sexual misconduct allegations against him, he should not oppose with fans in this matter. Are people being too sensitive, or was this not a good look considering the circumstances? Al, let's go to you first.
This was interesting and weird on so many different levels. But you know what? I just thought, like, given all the allegations, to have a woman bent over, to have, you know, picking up a woman, it just felt icky. But you know what, Claudia? You know what I was thinking? And this is just true talk, real talk. This explains why people like Diddy and R. Kelly, you know, were able to get away with what they got away with for so long. Black women just don't care. If they like you, if they like your music, if they think you're attracted, they do not care about your allegations. And they don't care about anybody that you may have sexually assaulted or offended or hurt. Look at them. They're lined up, and they lined up out all around the corner, as from what I hear. So, and they did the same thing for Diddy, and they did the same thing for R. Kelly. So the question is, what is it that black women can overlook sexual assault and abuse of other women repeatedly because they like his music and how he looks?
Oh, Al, not you. Always be defending anybody rich on here that's got a cute coin.
No, okay. It's just a question. That's why I found it fascinating, because
I'm just calling up the double standard, because is it really just black women? Because we've had many shows here where there's been a defense of a black man. If he's wealthy, we don't want
to. No, I'm talking about this particular story. Okay.
Okay, let's see what Armand gonna say. Armand, what you think about this?
I feel like people need to just mind their business. If I paid my $1,000 for my meet and greet and I want to bend over in front of Trey Songz and let him hump me from the back, that is my prerogative. First of all, I think that Chris Brown did it first. Okay, so it's a going trend. Then Megan Thee Stallion did it with some of her fans. This is what celebrities are doing with their fans in their meet and greet. So I think that people are reading into it way too much and they're wanting to attach the allegations of Trey Songz to this. And I don't think that it's that serious. And on top of that, if we're going to talk about the allegations, we have to talk about how most of these lawsuits have been dropped. So at the end of the day, you know, a lot of these lawsuits have been dropped. And two,
some out here
haven't. Nah, I don't know. They haven't been settled. Some of them have been dropped. How? Let's
because
be very clear.
Settled.
No, we don't know that they've been all been settled. Now, I've been letting you make it. We don't know that they all been settled. Some of them have been dropped, and some of the girls have said, "Hey, listen, I'll leave it open for me to, you know, start the lawsuit over in the future if I want to." So everything has not just been settled out and paid for. Now, but I like I was
as
saying,
a brand,
like I was saying, at the end of the day. They have their right to have fun, and I think that people are just being way.
They have a right to have fun, but listen.
Period.
At the end of the day, as the end of the day, if you're marketing this guy and you're trying to reverse the negative connotations of him being a sexual abuser, you don't take pictures with him bending a woman over from behind with your arm on her shoulder. It's not a good look. I don't care what anybody says. I know any publicist is about to have a heart attack watching that go down like this.
Would y'all let Trey Songz bend y'all over in a picture or take a sexual picture or you been hit? Like, would y'all take a sexually explicit photo with Trey Songz if you had a chance to meet him right now after all the allegations? Would y'all?
Absolutely
and
not.
Keep it real.
I would do it.
No.
Al?
No.
If we saw Trey Songz at the
No.
He was
no.
like, yeah.
Al, you is lying like shit.
No.
Trey Songz hit you up right now.
You've seen me do a lot of things, Claudia. You ain't never seen me on no man bent over in no instances ever, ever, ever.
Okay, so what if Trey is doing the bending?
I said that I have never been bent.
No, over. You not. No, you not being. Of course, I'm not saying you. I'm saying what if he's.
No,
bending?
No.
Nothing said. Okay, what about rubbing it? I'm just saying. I think.
No.
I hear what you're saying. I think his people should be trying to reel that in. I get what you're saying, but I also get the fans that don't. Some of them don't believe it. They'll never believe it. People still don't believe stuff about R. Kelly, which we all know is true, right?
Which that's what my original question was. What is it? Is it because the music is great? Is it because he's attractive? What is it that you can overlook all of that? We can overlook Puffy's, you know, everything that we're learning that he did and we heard.
Well, it's simple. He hasn't been convicted of anything. He hasn't been convicted. Guilty, innocent until proven guilty. So listen, I'm going to my concert. I'm going to my show. That's not my business. Bend me over.
Trey Songz, I know you watch the show and you know we follow each other. So why don't you give us maybe let's set something up. We'll have you come on the show. We can talk. And
will you let him bend you over, Claudia?
He might have already.
Wow.
Okay, messy, messy, messy. I'm a woman of a certain age. Absolutely. Oh,
you clearly don't get me. You're right.
We know the answer to that one.
Speaking of dating, social media is claiming that Simon Gamadia and his sticky fingers have gotten him a new girlfriend. Instagram user Get Bodied by Jay was seen posted up next to his Rolls Royce. He's also left heart emojis on her page. Could this be love already with an allegedly married man, or is Simon up to just shenanigans? Who wants to go first on this one?
I think you should go. This is your specialty right here.
Oh, Simon, you are trying to get a peach. You know, they come to Pete all the time and call him Patricia and say he wanted a peach so bad. Simon or Simona wants a peach way more than Peter Thomas. First of all, he encouraged Fallon to go on the show. He got on the show, then he got with Portia. Now you got a new girl. I feel like this newfound fame, ever since I think he got Ozempic and new teeth, he's feeling himself. Like he thinks he's the prize. You're still an old, probably struggling, allegedly. Just saying, probably not as real as you used to be. I feel like you got a taste of fame because of Portia, and now you're just like trying anything. It's in really bad taste because you act like you was fighting for your marriage at one point. And I know you're going to drag me in the comments because, you know, you have so much time, which is really weird because you're a millionaire. I'm a thousandaire. People say, how do you have so much time? If Simon's a millionaire, how do you have so much time? But anyways, I just feel like he's just so thirsty. Like you're not the ink isn't even dry. You're already out there doing this. I get you can date. I don't know how long y'all been apart, but it seemed like just like a week before y'all filed for a divorce, before she filed, y'all was on a boat. So was you cheating and you got busted? That's what it's giving. Allegedly, because I don't know these people like that. I just be hearing stuff on my own.
I love the fact that when he was on the boat with Portia, it was a tiny boat. When he was on the boat with his mistress, it was like at least a 90-foot boat. Oh God, I'm so petty. I'm starting to not care, to be honest. I'm becoming no longer interested, if you want my honest opinion. But I will say this to Simon, and no shade, buddy, you keep a pretty woman on your arm now. Fallon was beautiful. Portia was
Beautiful.
gorgeous, and this young
Beautiful.
lady is an eye-opener too. So he must be doing something right. Once again, whether he's got the money or don't got the money, the perception of the money have a lot of women drooling over him. So hey, you can't hate the player, hate the game.
It's because he's in Atlanta. There's only three straight men in the entire city. And all I have to say to you, Simon, is damn, damn, damn. That's Florida Evans. Okay, go ahead, Omar.
I just think that the women, we have to just realize that, you know, they're clout chasers. And now this new girl knows that he's attached to Portia, and which is attached to the housewife. So she feels as though this is, whether he has money or not, this is her way into possibly getting on TV. So, you know, it's all a game out here, and Simon is now playing into the game because, you know, the internet has us all living through a lens. So if it's not on the internet, then it's not true, right? So I just think that's what it is at this point.
He got mad at me, was all in the comments. He's like, oh, this is a Claudia is insufferable or exhausting. She was champion another housewife and she abandoned her. I didn't abandon Fallon. Matter of fact, on the other show the other night, I was on FaceTime with Fallon. I even showed the guys. I still am very much in touch with Fallon and I still really like Fallon. And Fallon, Simon, work out, drink your water, drink your cranberry juice, and get that together. I'm just saying, I'm giving you some advice. You know, keep those pipes open. Keep it locked because coming up next, we have another crazy story from Florida. And later, find out why TikTok might be banned. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. Well, it seems like Dre isn't the only one dating younger. It's being reported that Drake, who's 37, is dating Latto's little sister, 21-year-old sister, Brooklyn Nicole. Is it okay for Drake to be pursuing Brooklyn, or is there a double standard when it comes to men, Al?
No, listen, Drake. Okay, Drake is dating. No, Drake and 21 Savage are best friends, right? 21 Savage is dating Latto. Drake is dating Latto's sister. Now, the only thing
Okay.
that I think, right? That's how it is, right? The only thing I think is interesting about this is that he is 17 years older. But you know what? To me, I've always thought of Drake as a little kid. You know, not a little kid, but you know, always like. He just has a young soul. So there you have it.
Okay.
Maybe that explains it all. And look,
No.
we can't be mad at Drea and then be mad at Drake. So keep the same energy.
Okay, Armand, what do you think?
I'm here for Drake. And as I'm not here for Dre, but I'm here for Drake just because, you know, he doesn't have a 22-year-old daughter or 21-year-old daughter. And like we talked about in the previous show, Drake has more money than Latto's sister. So, you know, typically that's kind of how it works. So she's actually benefiting off of this situation. So it is a double standard, but I'm here
I
for this.
don't know, Armand. You
The
about to
bigger
start an
money.
argument because
But
now you
the
backpedaling and pussy
no, I'm
popping.
here
That
for
is
it. I
not the energy that you had for
listen,
Drea.
I don't I still think Dre is trash, but I don't feel that. I think
Oh,
she's trash, absolutely, but I feel like I'm
why?
here
Because
for
she
Dre.
don't have any money, so she can't go after a man with money. But
Because she
Drake can have
trapped that
money, left
man
a
for
woman
a
that doesn't have any
baby.
money.
She trapped that man for a
Ooh.
baby. She milked
Ooh,
him for a
you better be glad
baby.
we out of time, son.
Yes.
You better
We're
be
gonna talk, we're gonna bring it
glad.
up.
First of all,
You
you men sound so stupid saying a woman can trap you. You are the stronger sex. Drea cannot milk your penis of sperm and force it into
Yes,
her
she did
vagina,
that. Yes, she
making a
can.
break.
Look at that good. Yes, she
You are a
can. Look
willing
at that
participant. You
good. She
can put a
manipulated
condom
that
on.
man.
Nah,
She manipulated
y'all
that
don't keep
man. Yes, she
the same
did.
energy. Double standards. Women hater. Moving on.
Don't call me a woman hater. I'm not a
Women
woman hater.
disliker.
Yes.
It is the same exact situation, but y'all had all the smoke for Drake being disgusting. But Drake, Oh, he has money, like I just said. Whether good, bad, ugly, or just plain dumb, like that last segment, the tea is always overflowing with crazy news stories from the state of Florida. We might need to ask add Texas to this. And that's why we are giving you the 411 in What the Florida. All right, last year, a 27-year-old man, Jamal Moreland, met another man on the gay hookup app Grindr. They went on a date and things seemed to took a turn when Jamal allegedly shot his date multiple times because he refused to pay for dinner and give him money for other things. Now, the victim, he did survive. But what do you think of this mess and what has been the worst date you've been on? Real quick, after a year of investigating, Jamal was arrested a couple of weeks ago after police used video footage and DNA to identify him. Wow, it's dangerous in these streets, these dating apps. Armand, what do you think?
This happens all the time. I've lost a lot of friends to this kind of work. At the end of the day, you just have to be very careful. Well, meaning like situations, meeting men on dating sites and things like that, taking them out on dates, because their intention is to rob you and kill you. You know what I mean? So I think that people have to be very, very careful out there, because there are people that are literally get on these apps to seek out men to rob and kill. So it's just not a safe thing to do these days.
So sad. Al, what do you think about this?
Well, you know, I had to agree with Armand. I read that story by Brigham Young University, which said that violent sexual predators hunt for victims on dating apps, and they starred on the gay dating apps because they feel like the dating apps, the individuals are usually more vulnerable. Also, college students are more vulnerable and older women are more vulnerable. And that's why Match.com has created this verification, with one being that they will tell you whether a person has had a background check or not. And I think more apps probably should move in that direction so we can decrease the deaths and sexual violence and deviance that occurs on these apps.
That's so sad. All right, switching gears, it's now time for us to give advice to our soulmates who are dealing with crazy situations and may need a little guidance. This is our T-mail of the day. All right, this T-mail comes from Brandon in Houston, Texas. He writes, "Hello, TGIF hosts, I need some advice. I have a little crush on one of the hosts of your show, but I want to know, what is the best way to shoot my shot? P.S. I want to hear all of your answers, so I'm not going to reveal who I have the crush on. Don't be shy." Aman, let's start with you.
So this person has a crush on one of the hosts, and they want to shoot their shot.
How to do it. They want to know how
to do it. Well, you definitely need to slide in the DM with $100 for lunch.
Okay. Oh, no. But Al only wants 30. So give
Al
30.
Al, you only, Al only needs 30.
Al only needs 30.
That's all right. That's not how you get me. So you don't even have to give me anybody.
Oh, my God, lies.
I'm so desperate. I'm so desperate. All you got to do is slide in my DM. That's you ain't got to send me no money. Just send me a heart, a love, or something. That's how easy I am over here.
Okay, Al, what is your advice for someone that
I just told you? Okay, so let me give you the advice that I would give. If it's Claudia, you have to do something grown and sexy. If you're trying to get it at Aman, you got to figure out how to get his man out of the way if you're gonna slide in his DM. If it's me, slide in my DM, have a little bit of confidence, you know, and then we can go from there.
And don't be mispronouncing words if you hit me up, because I had someone say, I just cannot stand that when you just really be wrecking the English language. Like, I can understand a little flub. Please be smart. That's all. Okay. All right. I want to know who it is, though. Don't y'all want to know who it is?
Yes. Who is it? Tell us who it is.
I haven't had sex this whole year, so it's been a minute.
Really? You better call Trey Songz.
Oh, no, I'm good. We're not going to go there. Never will I ever. Okay.
Do repeats.
We are, I don't know what you're talking about, Al. Coming up, we are playing a fun game of hit or miss. And yeah, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Not the soulmates clock in my vagina. Claudia, I thought you had someone back in November. It was not November. It was the end of last year. But can y'all mind y'all business right now? We trying to do a show.
That's right. December, Claudia.
All right.
Oh, maybe October. I don't know. Maybe it was March. I don't remember. It's been so long.
She would move that meter stick every time, baby.
I don't remember. It's been so long. I don't remember.
Oh, God.
Okay, in honor of the Black Women in Hollywood Awards that took place over the weekend, we are going to play a fun fastball game of hit or miss.
Okay.
Let's cue the music. First up, we have Lauren London. Hit or miss? Al?
You know, Lauren London is just beautiful. Her hair is nice. The white is whitened, and I love her nails. I wish I had seen her standing up, and I didn't see her there, but that's a hit for me.
All right, Armand.
It's a little boring, but she's so beautiful. I'm going to go miss because I don't think I like the pants.
I don't like the outfit, but her face is so gorgeous. It's given angelic. I know she's trying to go for the classy look. I think she looks pretty. Next, we have both Chloe and Halle Bailey. Hit or miss?
Hit for Halle, miss definitely for Chloe. Chloe just has not found her lane yet. She hasn't found herself.
I love the sister on the left, but I will have to say the way that dress flowed on the carpet for the sister on the right was definitely angelic. I'm going to give them both a hit.
I like these girls. I think they get criticized a little too harshly because people feel like they just got it too easy. And I'm going to give them both hits because I think people are mean to them. Next, we have Zendaya. Hit or miss?
Zendaya killed the carpet. She killed the carpet. She came on that carpet. She looked like $1 million. Her present, her aura, everything about it. Let me tell you, when she got it, when she glided down that carpet, all eyes were on her. And this is the reason why. Hit.
I don't like them pants at all. I don't like that together. I don't like nothing about this. This is a miss. You just can't do everything because you wear fashionable clothes. That's a miss.
She usually kills it, and I'm agree with you on that one. I think it's a miss, but I like her face. All right, next we have Normani. We only have a little bit of time. Hit or miss? Al?
I'm going to give her a miss on this. Something just wasn't jiving. I think maybe it's the stockings on the legs. Maybe just her legs out with like greased up or something would have made this more sexier. But for me, I'm going to give her a miss on this.
Armand?
This is a complete miss. It looks like too many ideas into one look and they just didn't quite finish the idea.
I feel like if she had a better pose, it would sell it more. I think it's the pose that's throwing me off. All right, last but not least, we have Marseille Martin. Hit or miss?
Absolute miss. Miss. The color is great, but that middle piece, that what is that, like a peacock? I don't know. That fur, I don't like the feathers right there. That's a miss.
Okay.
I'm going to hit her. And that's definitely a miss for me.
Let's call it out.
I don't even. I have no idea what she was even trying right there. Come on, Claudia. Maybe you can put some rhyme and reason behind that outfit.
You know what? What I think, and I thought long and hard about this, is when it comes to her dress, we are out of time. I'd like to thank the show, Al Riddles, and Armand for joining me tonight. And thanks for watching us on YouTube. Make sure you watch the show tomorrow. Hit that like button. Stick around with Foxhole Face Off where they go at it. We will see you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much in the chats. Run them numbers up. Bye, y'all. We'll see you later.
Bye, y'all. See you tomorrow.
Bye, soulmates.
Ain't about to get me.